Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Romans 8:6 tells us, the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Once you give in to stinking thinking, your mood dips, you lose energy, God seems distant, prayer seems pointless, sin looks tempting, and your outlook in life becomes bleak. When that happens, you become so focused on how you feel that you don't realize it's your thinking that's causing you to feel that way. It happens to the best of us. Look at Elijah the prophet. The high point in his career was when he called down fire from heaven and defeated the prophets of Baal. It was a World Cup-sized victory. Then came the word from Queen Jezebel along these lines. You killed my prophets? Well, guess what? Now I'm going to kill you. As a result, Elijah plunged headlong into fear. He felt worthless. I am no better than my ancestors, from 1 Kings 19. Hopeless, he ran for his life. Isolated, I am the only one left. Unable to cope, I have had enough. He wanted to die. Take my life. So how did God respond to Elijah? In four simple ways. First, he helped him to start eating right and get proper rest. Then he spoke to him in a still, small voice, reassuring him and giving him great courage. Then he assured Elijah that he was not alone. I have 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal. And finally, he gave him another mission to fulfill. There will always be a Jezebel threatening to undo your best efforts and bring you down. The key is learning to control your thinking. That's the final installment on Setting Your Mind from Vision to the Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.